This is the second program in the Army Nurses series to be added to the 158 Infantry Group that is being processed now for KTAR in Phoenix. We bring you two more Army nurses from the South Pacific hospitals where our wounded and disabled veterans are being given the kind of care that would bring a real vote of satisfaction and confidence from you. It has been my privilege to visit one or two of these hospitals, and I'm thoroughly convinced that the girls who are handling the nursing side and the professional men who are in the ranks of those who look after the surgical and otherwise side of the picture of caring for them are doing a magnificent job. It's been very nice visiting with the four girls whom we have been able to secure for these two interviews, one already presented and the one for this period. Lieutenant Agnes Mitchell from Chin Lee is our first lieutenant this afternoon. Mrs. Frank Mitchell is the mother, and Lieutenant Mitchell is connected here with the 80th General Hospital. Lieutenant Mitchell, do you see anything about the Philippines that reminds you of the Chin Lee country?
No, it certainly doesn't.
I think
Chin Lee is mostly desert, and the Philippines is far different from it. But still, I miss the desert.
You think we would ever become accustomed to being away from it?
No, for me, I wouldn't be.
Are you a native of Arizona?
Yes, I am.
And have you always lived in the Chin Lee country?
Well, I had all my schooling in New Mexico, but my home is in Arizona.
And your mother is still there?
She's still there.
Do you hear from her quite regularly?
Yes, sir, I do.
Are you a good correspondent yourself?
Well, I write to her very often, but it's very short letters just telling her how I am. And well, that's just about all.
She probably appreciates more and shorter letters than she would longer and less of them.
Well, she probably does. She never gives me any comment on it.
Would it be fair for me to ask a question like this? I didn't ask either of the two young ladies we interviewed yesterday about the possibility of going home sometime and having a home and a family. Do you plan to do something like that someday? Or is your love life a closed chapter?
Well, I think it is.
Oh, surely that can't be right. I should think that all of you eventually would want to get back home and have a home and sort of forget all of this out here.
Well, if I meet somebody, if somebody's
equal to your specifications, you'll see what can be done about that.
That's
is that right?
Right?
Well, perhaps I shouldn't have asked that question, for after all, a young lady should have the privilege of retaining a few secrets, and maybe that's one of the standard ones. Are you going to remain out here indefinitely, or are you planning to go home at the first opportunity?
Well, we only do what the Army says. If I have a chance to go home first, I'll sure take it.
Well, are you enthusiastic about the work that's being done in the hospitals?
Yes, sir, I am.
Do you think you're doing better here than you did in New Guinea?
Well, I think we are. Here, when we first landed over in Clark Field at the 24th Field, we had these boys coming in right from the fields. Back in New Guinea, we had just old casualty cases. So I think we have done more than we have ever done here in the Philippines.
You have better facilities here, do you not?
Yes, sir, we do.
The medical men who are responsible for the major portion of the work in the hospitals, by and large, they represent about the best the profession had at home. Is it not true?
It's very true.
Most of them are young men, fresh out of medical college, and naturally adept in the use of all of the modern drugs and all of the modern techniques. Seems to me like that is a very comforting item of information to loved ones at home who know that their boys are occasionally hospitalized for various reasons, and to know that they are in the care of thoroughly capable, altogether competent, and skilled personnel in the hospitals is really something I think that is to be appreciated and sort of looked upon with real gratitude. Do the boys get quite a little mail from home?
Yes, they do.
The parents are pretty faithful about writing to the, especially the boys in the hospital.
That's right.
Well, I should say that that would be a major responsibility that every parent who is similarly affected should follow through on. What would you like to say to your mother, Mrs. Frank Mitchell, up in Chinle? I think she'd like to hear from you.
Hello, Mother. How is everybody at home? Here I'm fine and doing my work very well. Only I hope I will get to see you soon.
Well, I'll join you. I hope you too, too. Chinle's a long ways from here, Lieutenant.
That's right.
It seems so long and so far away that it seems almost incredible that we should be able to use a device of this kind to say hello personally. Thanks a lot for coming in from the 80th General Hospital for this little interview. I've enjoyed it, and I think you have, too.
I have enjoyed it. Thank you, Mr. Pine.
You're certainly welcome. That was Lieutenant Agnes Mitchell of Chinle, Arizona. Her mother, Mrs. Frank Mitchell, and the local address here in the Philippines for Lieutenant Mitchell is the 80th General Hospital. And now we have Lieutenant Doris Norberg, N-O-R-B-E-R-G. Lieutenant Norberg, is that your maiden name or your married name?
That's my maiden name.
Your maiden name. You are married, though, as I understand it.
Just a brand new bride.
A brand new bride. And I'm to be one of the first to congratulate you, I hope.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. Mrs. Sabin, S-A-B-I-N, and Mrs. Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R, Box 2236, Warren, Arizona, are the sisters of Lieutenant Doris Norberg. How long have you lived in the Warren country, Miss Norberg?
About 4 years.
Then you have had enough of Arizona in your blood to make you feel somewhat like a native anyway, haven't you?
I should say I have.
What do you plan to do after the war is over, you and your new husband?
Well, we plan to go home and settle someplace and raise a family.
Settle someplace? Just any place, or do you think you might go to Arizona?
I don't believe so. My husband's from the South. We'll probably go to Georgia.
In other words, you're going to take a vote and he's going to outvote you.
I expect that's the way it'll be.
Well, how did you happen to run into a husband way out here in the Philippines? Did you know him before you came out here?
Well, we met in Arizona. We met at Fort Huachuca.
Well, that's on our side.
That's right.
You were stationed at Fort Huachuca for a while.
Yes, I was there for 14 months and he was there about 10. And we met and were engaged there. And he came overseas first and then I came over just 3 months ago and we met and were married.
What channels did you use to engineer this rather unusual circumstance of you arriving here and he arriving here? Anything, or was it sheer luck?
I think it was just sheer luck.
What end of the service is he in?
He's a paratrooper.
11th Airborne?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm knowing my air troopers.
Everybody should.
That's right. How have you been getting along in the hospital work here? Do you find it interesting, or does it drag a bit?
No, it's very interesting. I'm on a medical ward, and tropical medicine is quite different from medicine in the States. We have such different diseases.
Do you suspect that you might continue with any portion of this kind of work after the war is over, in spite of your going home and having a family and so forth?
No, I think my nursing days are over.
When you finish out here, then you're going to be ready to retire from the nursing game, except in a private way.
That's right.
Well, that's good experience. I should say that a girl who's had your experience and background in nursing would certainly be a better wife and a better mother. Wouldn't you think so?
Well, you have the background, and that you ought to be able to take care of your own children.
Good enough.
And your husband.
And your husband. That's very important. What would you like to say to these two sisters of yours here?
Hello, Lenore and Amy and the boys, Eleanor and Ralphie. I hope you'll all be there waiting for us when we come back. We're both very anxious to get home and see you all, but not until the war is over.
How many points, sir? You don't have points, but how many months of service do you have?
28.
That's all out here or part of it at home?
Oh, no, I'm just a brand new recruit out here. I've only been here 3 months.
I see. Well, you've been very busy since you've been here. If you've acquired a husband and an appreciation for the Philippines and a good job in the... What hospital are you with? The 313th?
313th, yes.
I forgot to write it down here, and I wasn't sure I could trust my memory. One more question before you finish here. How about the other girls? Are any of them finding romances out here in this part of the world?
Yes. A couple of the girls have met their husbands here. They've come over since the girls arrived. and another girl and one of the nurses and one of our doctors are marrying this week, today in fact. So everything goes along quite well.
Human beings are ever the same, no matter
That's
where
right.
they are, isn't it?
With lots of romancing.
Well, these young people out here are entitled to a little romance. I should say that that's about all there is out here that persons of our type of civilization would find altogether compatible. This is no cook's tour. This is no sightseeing junket, in spite of the fact that it's nice to come to another part of the world and see how other people live. Still, you're always a native of your own particular country and addicted, shall we say, to those things which are common to the behavior of persons in that part of the world. Any other point you'd like to make before we finish, Lieutenant?
Just that I'm very, very happy. And nursing overseas is different, but you get a lot of satisfaction out of it. Being able to help the boys that do so much more than we ever could.
Well, I think that's a very nice way to end our broadcast. I believe your attitude is typical of the nursing corps, both the Red Cross and the Army. And you're to be complimented and congratulated and saluted for your fine sense of service. Friends, that completes the four Army nurses whom we have been able to secure from the general hospitals in this area who call Arizona their home. Hope you've enjoyed their remarks. I think they did very well in spite of the fact that we grouped them in pairs instead of in fours as we usually do. This is Howard Pyle reporting from the South Pacific, Central Pacific perhaps would be better, and returning you to Fred McPherson.